Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Oh, we love the Home Hacks and we love your suggestions too. Get them in 087-77-11-103 via text, WhatsApp or a voice note, or you can send us an email to studio@radiocentre.ie. Now, if you find you've ever lost the plug for your phone and you're thinking, oh no, we need to charge it. Remember, if you've got a television that's in any way modern, you've got a USB port at the back of that. So you just plug your phone in and charge away there if you haven't got the actual socket, which is very handy. If you've got jars of Nutella, jam, peanut butter, whatever the case may be there, and they're at the end, waste not, want not, Laura. Throw a dollop of ice cream in there and you have a nice little dessert for yourself.
Yes.
Or the kids. For yourself.
I like it.
A Pringles can for spaghetti pasta.
Okay.
Handy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can light them down there, you can put them any which way you want, and you save a bit of space. I'm not a fan of eggs, but I spotted one over the weekend that might interest you. I know you love a boiled egg.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, if you put baking soda in the water, it will peel off easily, the eggshell.
Right.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't, actually.
Here's one for you. I saw that someone do this over the weekend. We have a lot of ice pops in the fridge freezer, especially during the summer now for the kids. But Alfie in particular... Sometimes the girls, they make a mess of it because it drips, it gets all over their tops, you know, the summer clothes.
Yeah.
And they're kind of hard to wash out sometimes.
The
your loop de loops and all of that.
Stain and stuff, yeah.
Fairy cake or cupcake. Do you know the thing you put the cakes in?
Yeah. Over around the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Push the brown stick through.
That's a great idea.
And it's like a little kind of reverse umbrella, if you like. And it gets all the drippings of the ice pop and the ice cream, what have you there. And
good
it's dead.
Idea.
Yeah. It's genius.
Until that becomes all sticky and gloopy and then it drops onto their thing. When they drop so much ice cream, they soak through the paper.
No, it won't. It'd be grand. No, sure, at the race, my kids go through those ice pops and all. There'd be no time for this thing to get all soggy because they eat it very quickly. And if you're having a barbecue, for the condiments, the muffin tin. I saw it only over the weekend when I was at a barbecue on Saturday.
Right.
You had your mayonnaise and your ketchups and your salsa dips, and then even there was diced onion and everything if you wanted to put on your burger, because this thing had like I think it was a tray for 12 muffins or fairy cakes, what have you.
Brilliant.
But put the condiments in, really handy.
That is a very good idea.
A genius hack for your barbecue.
I've got one of those rubber ones that I used to make kids food in. Okay, so talking barbecues, they say marinate your meat by all means, but do it the night before, because to try and permeate the meat, it needs to be done in advance. If you're not going to have time to marinate in advance, they suggest a rub. So, like with a marinade, by the way, the three essential components are an acid, like vinegar or wine or citrus, an oil, and a flavouring, like herbs and spices. So you work those three together, right? So you can make up anything you want for them. But, for instance, one of the top rubs is salt, brown sugar, paprika, smoked or sweet, depending on which one you prefer, and cayenne pepper. And you put it in a bowl and just mash it up, and then rub it on the meat, and it permeates it more with some oil. One of my favourite ones that I tried this one before, and I'd seen it on the list, is garlic, chili, ginger, paprika, oregano and lime mixed in. So you mash it into the pestle and mortar, whatever you have, to mash it all in and get the lime juice on it. That's gorgeous.
You can buy rubs, obviously, as well.
You can. But they're really easy to make.
Yeah.
And it's way cheaper. Do you know what I mean? Because you have all the stuff there anyway. And then you can use them again and again and again. The other things it says is, apart from marinating meat in advance, because bland food is the main problem at a barbecue, food sticking to the barbecue... Oil the barbecue first. Always give it a good oil before you light it, obviously, because you don't want an open flame. Burnt skewers, you soak them the night before to make sure that they don't get little chips of wood and in advance. Watch your flame. A big flame on the barbecue will result in overly charred food. So if you're using coals, you want white hot coals to build up the heat for better control. And a pro tip is, apparently, stop unnecessarily opening the lid of your barbecue. Oxygen feeds the flames and gives you less control. So if you keep opening it, letting the oxygen in, they're going to increase the heat. So don't open it. Keep it closed.
Right.
And the other big one that people don't do, and they should always do, is if you're having meat, you should rest your meat. Every time you take meat off the barbecue, you should let it sit off the heat for at least a few minutes so the juices can redistribute, because otherwise the meat isn't properly rested and it won't taste half as nice.
On my way home now, I'm going to get a few filleted chicken breasts and get a nice rub on there.
There you go.
And have them overnight in the fridge.
The chicken resting, I don't think it's as applicable. It's more red meat.
But you'd marinate that overnight, wouldn't you? Chicken breasts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get the marinade to permeate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll just make... I'm not finished talking, Mr. Voiceover Guy. You're flipping interrupting me. How dare you? Yeah. And then I can put them in the flour. But you also season flour.
Yeah.
You put all your paprikas and all in there. And then... So egg wash and then into the flour. And then into the oil.
Use our paprikas.
Yeah.
Use our paprikas.
You can speak now.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.